Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Your brand is a promise. The promise of the experience you commit to deliver to your customers. A strong brand helps differentiate you from the competition, create an emotional connection with your target market, and build long-lasting relationships with your customer. But sometimes, a business needs rebranding. If your business is facing any of the following situations, a rebrand might be right for you. You have poor distinction with competition. There's poor market awareness of what you do. Expansion or reduction of products, services, geographic regions. Acquisitions or mergers. A current brand is dated. The current brand has a bad reputation. Brand has become irrelevant, or there's a change in ownership and management. Rebranding is a slippery slope. Businesses grow with time. They add new products or services to their profiles, explore new markets, and want to address a different set of customers. All of these developments require companies to come out with rebranding tactics. They need to project their brand in a new light. However, rebranding your business should be taken up carefully with considerations for some basics. Before you take the risk of rebranding your company, it's important to seriously think about whether you should retool your brand in the first place. If your target audience is changing with the times, and chances are it is, it's a smart move to change along with them. Not just to maintain their interest, but more importantly, their business. Or if your competition is biting off a painful chunk of your market share, a brand makeover might save your neck. Some rebrands are total failures, like Radio Shack's rebranding attempt. In a failed attempt to stay relevant, the slumping consumer electronics chain switched the name to The Shack back in 2009. But it didn't switch up its product offerings or brand philosophy along with it. The result? A rebrand that was widely dismissed as an identity crisis, a flop. And now, where is Radio Shack? Hard lesson. A rebranding that works requires much more than a basic name change. A rebrand can become a public expression of a company's evolution. As any small business prospers, a rebrand can reflect the larger, more sophisticated company it has become. Businesses that fail to develop their brand risk becoming dwarfed by their own, more dynamic competitors. With me today to discuss rebranding for small businesses from the standpoint of those businesses being disrupted by online providers is Richard Ryan. Rich is the owner of Revexil. He launched Revexil to help sole proprietors and small business entrepreneurs accelerate growth by using social media affordably and without investing time to figure it out themselves. He leads Revexil and retains account management responsibilities for his foundational clients. In Rich's own words, Rich is a digital refugee, enjoying the journey riding on the back of technology. As a baby boomer, with a past life in big-time consulting, technology-driven disruptions have turned out to be a great source of opportunity and adventure for Rich. He has had a great career run both at Accenture and Verizon. Both companies are major forces in digital transformation. He spent the last 5 years accelerating growth for small business focused on healthcare IT and IoT embedded thermal sensors. Rich is also a certified public accountant. He holds a New Jersey real estate license. He earned his BSBA in accounting from Shippenburg University. And he lives on the water, a childhood dream. And he is, a fishing enthusiast. Well, after I've said all that, thanks for taking the time to be here again, Rich. For those of you who may not remember, Rich was a guest discussing social media marketing. So let's get back to this topic of rebranding.
Great. Well, okay. First of all, thank you, Michael, for having me back on your show. This is another great subject, a very broad subject, so yes. We'll have to find a way to kind of rein it back, if you will, and make it relevant for small business, but you'll help me do that.
No, you're going to help me do that. All right. First question then, what is a rebrand and what is it good for?
So, I mean, we have to back up a little bit and say, well, first of all, what's a brand? Now, you talked about that in your intro, but you know, if you look at it from a textbook standpoint, a brand is a name, a term, a design, a symbol, or some other feature that distinguishes your organization, from its rivals. For me, I think where it's especially relevant for small businesses is to think of a brand as what customers and prospective customers visualize what they might think, what they might feel, actually, and what they might say when they encounter triggers associated with your organization,
okay.
Whether that's an ad or a conversation or even the buying process. It's the experience. Now, a rebrand is the changing of all or a portion of that experience to meet a new business goal. Okay, when it's executed effectively, rebranding is good for adapting to new market conditions and achieving new business growth and profitability goals. But as you mentioned before, it can be a slippery slope and produce bad results. It can be a big challenge for a business to accurately understand its current brand, much less plan a migration to a new one. Figuring out why you want to rebrand determines what type of rebrand will best achieve your goals. We can dig into that some more a little bit later. But a small business pretty much has a choice between a partial or a total rebrand.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Let's get back to the point. Wait, I think I spoke about it earlier in my intro, but why rebrand?
Well, the most difficult part of rebranding is how do you know that your business actually needs to?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's what I was questioning. Why would you rebrand?
Well, you and your team really need to be convinced that the motives are, you know, that what the motives are behind the decision to move forward and cautiously. It's not a small undertaking. It needs to be purposeful and deliberate, and rebranding has to be aimed at communicating a message, okay, tied to specific goals. Now, rebranding efforts frequently get launched for the wrong reason. Rebranding should not be a reaction to low sales.
Okay.
Rebranding isn't a good solution for poor brand awareness or ineffective marketing efforts. When you're running a small business, the most frequent goal with marketing is to create a push or a buzz and generate leads.
Right.
Rebranding should definitely not be your first option.
Oh, okay.
This can actually hurt the business, especially if your efforts wind up being directed away from addressing the real sales and marketing issues. Most of the time, I suggest, rather than starting over with a new brand, get some help. Execute a comprehensive marketing plan campaign that's tied to your business goals, a marketing campaign that promotes brand awareness and supports sales. Now, there are some good reasons to rebrand.
Yeah. You gave me all the bad ones. So there are some good reasons. Come on.
Yes, a brand should reflect the company's values, its mission, its market, and its purpose. So a rebrand should help a business realign how it envisions the future. If your logo or your tagline, your messaging, your website and marketplace or service no longer send a message focused on the direction of your company, it's probably time to rebrand.
Uh-huh.
Once again, I advise you to get help to identify and document the purpose and direction of a new brand. New brands executed correctly should naturally increase awareness and draw in business, the end goal. Remember that the key to any brand or rebrand is to craft a message that speaks honestly to the target audience while staying true to the values and the direction of the company's vision. Uh-huh.
With all that, I think you said it sometimes, is rebranding really worth the risk?
Well, there's no easy formula to solve this one. The answer to the question comes down to having answers to the right questions. Things like, why are we doing a rebrand? What problem are we attempting to solve? Has there been a change in the competitive landscape that is impacting our growth potential? Has our customer profile changed? Does your brand tell the wrong or outdated story? Why should anyone care about your brand? If we're starting our, and here's the one I like the best, is if we're starting our business today, would this be the brand solution that we come up with?
Uh-huh.
And that's just a few of those. So it's really asking the right questions, getting answers to those questions, and then deciding that you're convinced that it's time to rebrand.
So say it is. It's time. We've answered all those questions. I think there are a lot more. I don't know. We've answered them all. But is there a complete redesign necessary?
Well, as I mentioned earlier in our discussion, it's pretty much comes down to a partial or total rebrand. A partial rebrand is for a business that's well-established, but you know may need to refresh or update its services, the marketplace it trades in, or its identity. The rebranding effort tweaks parts of the brand to reflect a new focal point, be it a new product offering or a more contemporary look. Partial rebrands are really the most frequent undertakings in the rebranding area.
Mm-hmm.
A total rebrand is necessary when an entirely reimagined identity is required. Typically, you see these when companies merge together, say, or undergo critical changes, and they emerge with new goals or a different focus altogether. The rebrand typically results in a name change, new messaging, and fresh imagery. Now, there are some cases where an existing business might determine that a total transformation rebrand is necessary to position themselves in a new direction. In either case, with total rebranding, the brand undergoes a transformation from head to toe. This is a very high-stakes
I would just say that sounds like an awful lot, too. Because my question is, I mean, what needs to change? I mean, you're talking about especially a total rebrand. What are you, you're changing everything, right?
Well, there's been an awful lot written on precisely this question, and I'll never do it justice in this broadcast. So I'm going to go with an oversimplification.
Okay.
But I think it's a useful one in guiding small business leaders who are rebranding. The personality of the business leader drives the brand personality of the business. So what human personality traits can be projected by the brand that will resonate with prospective customers to make your business stand out from its competitors?
Mm-hmm.
For example, what does your new brand project as far as sincerity or excitement, competence, sophistication, or ruggedness, just to name a few?
Mm-hmm.
Adjust your brand personality to mesh with the perspectives of your customers' personalities. And this is a great area where small business leaders have very good insight.
Okay. All right. But all right. So kind of take me through it. What does a rebranding process look like?
Well, like many efforts in business, the process is fairly simple and straightforward. Mm-hmm. Well, the execution is anything but that.
Uh-huh.
Off the top of my head, I'd go with four steps. And, of course, in the words of Stephen Covey, you begin with the end in mind.
Oh, okay.
So,
I know where I want to be. Now, how do I get there?
Exactly.
Okay.
So, step one, know your vision and plan your results. From a vision standpoint, you don't often start with a complete picture of the execution. But having a clear vision of the rebrand will help you make all the little decisions along the way. If you get stuck, it's a good idea to take a step back, refocus on your overall vision, and ask yourself if the next step will bring you closer. Results. The second part of step one is knowing and setting the results you expect once you achieve the vision. How will you measure that? Make sure there is an agreement on what outcome will be and how to judge the success of it. Step two is a very important one. Understand your stakeholders.
Uh-huh.
Who are the people who will be affected by the rebrand? They're both internal and external. Here's some examples of internal stakeholders: board members, investors, lenders, employees, of course. External stakeholders include key clients, other current clients, and most important, prospective clients.
Yes, yes.
And don't forget the market and general public.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, establish a communication plan. Once you've defined the key stakeholders, put together a communication plan. Track how you plan to promote the change and the various aspects of the process. And then finally, step four, create a project timeline. In parallel, there are a couple of other items. This one is logistical. List all the places that your existing brand, logo, and other assets live.
Uh-huh.
Your brand is likely to be in places that you never thought of.
Oh, God.
Now, the last one is, this is going to cost money. Rebranding costs money. So getting a handle on project cost is critical. Create budget estimates as you go through your project and timeline and expect to spend it.
All right. That's a lot of steps, a lot of stuff. Now, are there any good ways and bad ways
to
rebrand?
Most of our discussion today has been focused on recommending how to successfully rebrand.
Well, what are some of the bad things that you can say, don't do this?
Okay, yeah. So I'll focus on the bad ways to attempt rebranding. Rebranding without any fundamental changes to the products or services being offered or their delivery is a bad way to rebrand. Rebranding to correct or compensate for poor sales and marketing and operational performance is a bad way to rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
Rebranding in a vacuum is a bad way to rebrand. Stakeholders must be heavily involved.
Mm-hmm.
And rebranding without getting help is a bad way to rebrand. However, being sure that you need to rebrand, setting goals, highly effective communications, and adequate budget are a good way to rebrand.
Uh-huh. How do you know when it's the... I think you might have said this already, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How do you know when it's the right time to rebrand?
Okay. Well, it seems like all companies at some point come to that milestone known as the rebrand. For some, it happens early on once they've discovered who they really are. Some people might call this the pivot, if you will. For others, it occurs many years of having grown or outgrown their brand. Small business owners are heavily engaged in the operations, and they develop a very good feel for things. They're heavily engaged in the selling process, which in turn creates the opportunity for delivery and customer care, which are really the things that support the brand. When small business owners sense an imbalance and they rule out poor operating performance and marketing performance, it may be time to think about a rebrand.
Okay.
So it's really going to be the inside of the leader.
The inside of, okay, the leader. Okay. Well, then how would the business owner communicate that he's going to do a rebrand to the employees, to the customers, and we talked about those prospective customers.
Anytime I get asked
how? We know how. We just don't know when.
I remind everyone that business leaders should lean on the fundamentals. The rebrand identity is supported by integrated marketing communications. Okay, now that's a fancy term for how a brand transmits a clear, consistent message to its stakeholders. Mm-hmm. There are at least five areas of communication that ought to be focused on. Advertising's one.
Yeah.
Sales promotions, direct marketing. Personal selling, and that's especially true for the business leader. And then finally, public relations.
Uh-huh.
The effectiveness of a rebrand's communication is really driven by how accurately the new audience or the current existing audience perceives the brand's intended message.
Oh. Will a rebrand compromise that brand equity, you know, having a well-known brand name and a reputation? Will it compromise it?
Well, if you're convinced that you need to rebrand, and you plan and execute the rebranding process with a clear understanding of targeted results, rebranding should be accretive to the brand equity.
Simple question. I hope it's a very simple answer for these people. How can you measure if the rebrand is successful?
Well, again, it goes back to the business fundamentals here. Small businesses don't get credit for moral victories because they followed a good rebranding plan. There are no participation awards in this area. The two measures I focus on are, one, to what extent does the rebrand inspire new visibility that attracts prospective customer interest, especially uh-huh. new customers? And then the second is the rebrand delivering a measurable sales increase?
I see.
So, I mean, that's why we're doing this after all.
So that's it. Basically, it's have I shown the brand has now made my business better, more money. I'm more successful at it.
New customers and more customers.
Yes, okay. All right. So, thanks. Well, look, any parting thoughts for the listeners?
Oh, sure.
You always have parting thoughts. I know.
Rebranding is tricky, and it has a lot of pitfalls. It will take a lot of your time and attention away from things that you should be paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be completely convinced that rebranding is necessary before you start it. Unless you have one of the obvious conditions that drives the need for a total rebrand, like a merger, you should focus on a partial rebrand.
Uh-huh.
And finally, spend some money to get help. This is your immediate future in play here.
Well, thanks, Rich, for those insights and into rebranding a business. I appreciate you coming and taking the time. So here, listeners, are a few questions to help you decide if you need to revamp your company's image. If you had to give an elevator pitch, how would you describe your business? What gave you the idea for your business? Why did you decide to become your own boss? What is your long-term vision for your business? What elements of your business would you like to keep or change? What products or services do you offer? What makes them unique? Who are your target customers? What are your core values? What does market research show about you and your customers? When planning and conducting rebranding strategies, there are a few crucial things to know. First, your customers are the most important component. And second, as Rich said, rebranding is a complex product. No matter what reasons stand behind the rebranding, it's important to know your existing customers, target audience, and market. Rebranding any aspect of the business, even just a couple of details or your entire identity, requires strategies, careful planning, and sharp execution. And Rich mentioned all of that. In this process, it's irrelevant how long your company has been established or how big the team is. Good rebranding strategy is the ultimate tool for assuring that your rebranding will be a strong bridge between you and your customers, whether you are a business giant or a startup. Be smooth in conducting rebranding. Make audiences abandon their former ideas about your business and adopt newer ones you delivered. Rebranding should be a collaborative effort, and that's exactly what Rich was saying, and it should be communicated to everyone involved. To help you in rebranding process, you can go to score.org and download a checklist for rebranding developed by Deluxe in conjunction with Score. I hope that this show has helped you understand the whole process of rebranding a little bit better. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any previous Score Business Points show, you may email us at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org.
If there's a business topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email us at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who's overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send us an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert like my guest and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, it's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register.
That's all the time we have for today. I would again like to thank my guest, Richard Ryan, for being with us today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.